We actually had two pieces of audio. One of them, I listened to it again, and there's really not much there. By the way, we're talking about shocking new Mel Gibson audio, phone conversations taped by his ex-girlfriend and baby mama.
The man going... the man going off the deep end.
Yes, and this guy apparently has no problem just completely losing his ass.
And as far as we know, this happened very recently, or is this something she's been sitting on?
It's obviously something she's been sitting on for a little while, because they've been estranged and filing restraining orders against one another, and they're in some type of custody battle. Now there's an investigation in domestic violence that the L.A. Sheriff's County's office is investigating. So... these keep getting leaked to Radar Online. You can go there, radaronline.com, to keep up with all this. And I wonder who's doing it. I'm sure it's her. But this one I found particularly funny. There was another clip we were going to play, but I listened to it again. Not so much there, but he did refer to his maid, I guess I'm assuming of Latino descent, as a wet blank.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So, more racial slurs from him. That's really the only thing in that one. This one's actually super awesome, because it's a conversation that he's yelling and screaming and ranting, once again, to this poor woman, because she fell asleep last night before he could receive a special gift from her going downtown, if you know what I mean. So let's listen.
Before she can wake him up in that special way.
Yeah, or put him to sleep in that special way, and he is pissed. You can stop it at any time. We start it again. Is this a great way to start off a phone conversation? Are you really going to entice her to do that special thing to you with this tone of voice?
Total idea. What the f*** do you hope to accomplish with that? What are you hoping to accomplish with that? What, are you going to pay me back? If you do that, it's over. It's over now. How dare you act like such a bitch!
Wow! I did not blame you.
You said I was mean. You were annoyed at me. For what reason?
What?
I did nothing but be nice to you.
Oh yeah.
What?
Yeah,
sound very nice.
I did nothing but be nice to you.
I didn't blame you last night.
What are you little bitch this morning for?
I wasn't doing anything.
What did I do? And you said, oh, also earlier today, never mind. What the f*** were you going to say?
I wasn't going to say about any earlier today. It's just, I was going to say about last night, that's all.
Why? Because I let you sleep? That's my f***ing mistake. I should have woke you up and said, f*** me, bitch. I should have woken you up and said, f*** me. You would have liked that better, yeah?
Wow.
You need that damn sleep.
We were supposed to go to jacuzzi, and you said you have to wait for something.
So why did you have to wait?
You said...
You go to that damn jacuzzi.
I'm afraid it's dark outside.
It.
I just waited for you. I waited and waited till I fell asleep, and then...
Waited and waited like 2.5 minutes. You're snoring. Don't you dare wait. You're blaming me right now. Now I'm blaming you. You went to sleep.
I don't blame... you.
I deserve to be first before the jacuzzi. I'll burn the damn house down, but me first. How dare you? How dare you? You wanted the number of my therapist? Don't you ever speak to him. Find your own damn therapist. Because you got problems more than me.
You need medication.
It sounds like it.
Buttons, and it is not going to work with us. It's not. I can't get like this anymore.
God almighty.
And you know you're doing it. And you're a liar. And you're dishonest. And you're f***ed up. So you stay the f*** away from me. Take care of your f***ing son. And I better have my daughter. I just want my daughter and a maid. It's a lot less trouble they clean up after themselves. It's your damn bed, which you did not. You don't have to worry about emotional blackmail or any of the other that you put me through. I just need a nice woman to look after my beautiful daughter. I don't have to anything.
It's almost over.
Okay.
You're a pain in my ass.
Wow.
Well, certainly we have just an absolute stockpile of drops
all over the map.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'll have a lot of stuff from that tomorrow.
You're a pain in my ass.
Yeah, he says, and then he says it clean. Like, yes. It was like, drop the music, groups. Yes. And then he says it again.
You're a pain in my ass.
Why? Can anybody explain why? Is he actually working out on a treadmill while he has this argument?
I think he's just so drunk and worked up. My favorite part is this: the scream that he does to segue from not getting bead before jacuzzi to why she wanted his therapist number. He just goes, "Roar!"
All of a sudden, it was
Cookie Monster
beyond Thunderdome all over again.
My God, what a piece of work!
He is unbelievable.
So you didn't get a chance to hear the audio on Monday, right?
Okay, yes.
Well, he was on a treadmill all the time on Monday, too, in his 10-minute rant of which basically included criticism of her about how she dressed and how it was going to yes, criticism of how she dressed.
Fake boobs.
Yes, her fake boobs and she drives him crazy and makes him want to smoke. And
you make me want to smoke.
This is terribly, terribly tragic and sad. The emotional torture he's putting this woman through.
Of course.
And then accusing her of emotional blackmail throughout.
But my God, it's funny.
It is.
You should just effing smile and blank me. God, what a bastard.
Oh, he's an awful human being. God almighty.
Well, see, and one of the other amazing things about the audio the other day that you might not have gotten a chance to hear, Rads, was at one point during, I mean, this was 10 minutes of him ranting and raving like this. There was some moment in there where he stopped down and said, "I'm going to give you another chance."
Oh.
And he launched into some tirade about how she had a chance, despite all of the things that she's done, that if she would start doing all of the things that he wanted her to do, she had one more chance.
Because why wouldn't she want to take that second chance?
I wouldn't come back to him.
Stick with this guy. I mean, why on earth wouldn't she want to do something like that?
Wow.
Incredible stuff.
It really is, and thank God. I mean, I must admit, you know, I'm glad he was just like cutting loose from her, which a woman in a situation like that, you want her, if you're advising her, you're like, get out of there. Get away from her. She realizes it. You need medication. Calm as she can be. You need medication.
You need medication.
Yeah. Yeah, because she's holding up the microphone to the speakerphone, knowing that she's capturing all of this and is going to ruin him.
Well,
that's unbelievable.
The TMZ or one of those shows caught up with her.
Yeah.
After at 6:30 on Monday, I had watched the local news, and then one of those Hollywood shows came on right afterwards, and obviously this audio was the lead story that day. And one of the TMZ shows had gotten paparazzi footage of her, and they caught up with her in a parking lot outside a shopping center in L.A. on Saturday, and she basically said that she just couldn't talk right now. I mean, she was polite about it, but the paparazzi caught up to her, but she declined any sort of comment about this whole thing when Oksana Grigorieva, I believe is her name,
right,
when it caught up with her on Saturday. And I also saw on that same show that basically Mel Gibson's agency has dropped him. And the quote from them was, "There's pretty much nothing we can do for Mel Gibson right now."
Correct me if I'm wrong. He's the guy that did the movie about Christ,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Right?
The Passion of the Christ.
Passion of the Christ. Mm-hmm. And he was so holy and so Catholic and holier than thou.
Dropping GD bombs all over the place.
Oh my gosh. I mean, you know, what a departure from that.
Yeah.
Wow. That's just unbelievable. Yeah, well, maybe that was just an exhortation there.
Can we hear "You're a pain in my ass" one more time?
We're probably not going to get to hear just like the crazy scream, are we? That might be too hard. Sorry, Groobs.
You're doing great, Groobs.
Yeah, you found the medication drop with no problem.
"You're a pain in my ass!"
Wow.
Well, Well, at least we got a font of drops out
of it. Yes, we do.
What a great day.
Do we ever.